Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here, I want to talk to Paige. I saw the movie last week, Fighting With My Family. It's in theaters now. It's about Paige and her family. It really is good. She joins us here on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, truly steps beyond convenience. Paige, you hear us okay? Good morning.
Hey, how's it going? By the way, I'm on a British time. So I got confused. I was like, oh, it's 48 in the morning British time. So I don't want to see you guys call for hours.
Oh, there you go.
I got so confused.
All right, good afternoon.
I've been ready for you. I've been preparing myself.
Ah, very good. Yeah. Thank you. It's good to talk to you. I'll tell you, I saw the movie last week. It's really great. And I recommend everyone to go see it. It's funny. It's a nice family movie. I took both my kids. I'm wondering, though, the movie is getting great reviews. Now, before the movie came out, were you all wrapped up in what people were going to think about the movie? Was that a concern to you?
Yeah, of course. I knew the movie was good because it was mine and my family's story. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope the people like it. I hope they walk away and that inspired by it. And actually, it turned out even better than what I thought it was. I mean, I didn't expect it to be in the 90s on Rotten Tomatoes and stuff like that. You know, it was it's insane. It's very surreal.
Yeah, it's over 90, certified fresh. The fans are 88%. I mean, everyone likes the movie. When I knew that this movie was going to be good before I saw it? When I saw that the movie is directed and written by Stephen Merchant, who is a very funny guy.
Yeah.
He's one of the producers of the original Office, which the American version is my favorite show. When I saw that Stephen Merchant was involved, that's when I knew the movie was definitely going to be good.
Oh, me too. I was like, he's a genius. First of all, having Dwayne as a producer, but also Steven involved. It was a team from freaking heaven.
Amber, go ahead for Paige. Go ahead, Amber.
Oh, yeah, Paige. Yeah. So I want to know, how weird is it to have somebody play you on the screen? Like, that's got to be such a weird process, right? And were you involved at all in the casting?
No, I wasn't involved in the casting at all, but when you have Steven again that's involved and he's kind of doing it, you kind of trust him with everything. it was very thrilled to watch it because obviously I know my story, but then having to watch it on the screen with someone else playing me, it's a very weird feeling. But Florence did an amazing job. I mean, she's a talented actress, and aesthetically she may be way more pleasing. I mean, I did not have those eyebrows back then. But she made me look so much better.
How much, again, we have WWE superstar Paige here with us. The movie is Fighting With My Family. It's in theaters now. It's about her and her family, the way she grew up, wrestling, and how her family is involved with wrestling. Is there anything that is not in the movie that you wished was?
I want to save it for the sequel if we get one. I'm hoping for one. You have to keep something to yourself, you know.
Is how much of creative liberty was taken with the movie, or is everything pretty accurate?
Everything's pretty accurate. I would say it's 95% true to the story. There's obviously some things that are spiced up for Hollywood. Dwayne didn't really yell at me and my brother backstage, unfortunately, because we would have loved that. But Zach hasn't even met Dwayne yet.
It's a great scene. I mean, it was the main scene that they showed in the trailers was The Rock, who is explaining to you and your brother how to cut a promo, I guess, right?
Yeah, he that was a really, really cool promo. And just have Dwayne in general was freaking so cool.
I guess one of the things that I didn't realize when I went in to go see the movie, and I think people who know of you and know a little bit about your story may not know about the movie, is the movie is really just as much about you and your life as a professional as it is your brother and, what ended up becoming of him as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I would say it was definitely, the other half of the story is all that. And I love his story. It's just as inspiring, even more than mine. It's just, it just shows that your level of success shouldn't be measured by how famous you are, how many Instagram followers you have. He's successful in what he does at home. He's teaching disabled kids how to wrestle. That's incredible.
What is the coolest phone call or maybe message that you received from someone about them experiencing or seeing the movie?
Well, everyone's like kind of seen it, and it's like, and just seeing Emily Blunt and John Krasinski from The Office, they came to the New York screening, and like I'm a big fan of both of them, and then they came out afterwards, and they just like was telling me how they loved the movie, and it was like really inspiring, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm such a fan girl right now because I love them.
That's very cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Does it bother you? There's one scene with the guy who plays your father in the movie where, you know, the family friends say that wrestling is fake and his reaction is funny. Yeah. Does it bother you when you hear someone say that wrestling is fake?
I mean, it does, but not to the extent as it does my dad. Like, it's just people don't understand it. So, of course, when they say it's fake, it's like it's just coming from a place of not understanding it. So it doesn't really bother me that much. But when you explain to them, you know, how it is, then they become more open, you know, that kind of stuff.
WWE superstar Paige is here with us again. The movie is Fighting With My Family. It's getting terrific reviews. I've seen the movie, so I can endorse it as well. It's really fantastic. Look, I'm a big WWE fan. I'm a big pro wrestling fan my entire life, and this part is always interesting to me. I wonder, you know, when Paige is about to win a championship match, okay, do you tell your family ahead of time, hey, make sure you're watching tonight because it's about to go down, or do you want them to have the element of surprise?
I like the element of surprise. I'll tell them to watch, but like every time that I won a championship, though, I didn't tell them. I let them watch it and see.
Yeah, that seems like the fun way to go about it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because then you're spoiling it for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't want to spoil it.
Okay, I got to ask you this. When I was growing up watching wrestling, when the women would have their match, that was automatic bathroom break, okay? I would never sit mm-hmm. through the women matches. But now, okay, and this mm-hmm. has been going on for a few years now, I would never miss a second of the women wrestling. The women are so fantastic. Every match is fantastic. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the reason for that? Are the women that much better now? Is it more likely that as I've grown up that I've evolved and I'm not a caveman anymore? Like, what's the likely answer to that?
Honestly, it's like a bit of both. I kept saying it. It's like WWE and it's the fans being so closed-minded to it as well. Like, it's just the girls were good back then, but WWE didn't give them time and they didn't give them the opportunity. And obviously, they weren't allowed to wrestle like the guys, you know, back then. But now they're given the opportunity and now the fans can see how good they are too. So the fans are giving them the opportunity. And obviously now, like, the girls have completely proven themselves. I mean, come on, their main event and everything, and even WrestleMania, and they completely steal the show every single week. Like, everyone watches, I feel like, Raw and SmackDown and stuff for the women now, and I think that's incredible.
Well, and speaking of the women here, and we'll let you go on this page, you know, the biggest story right now in WWE, and we were just talking about it last segment, is Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch. And I'm very confused right now because the lines are a little bit blurred as far as, you know, is there real animosity or what's going on there? Have you seen what's been going on with the two of them on social media?
I have been reading those material. Honestly, it's very juicy stuff. I mean, I like what they're doing and stuff, but like, I've always been a huge fan of Becky. I've known Becky since I was like 12 years old, and we've like, you know, grown up in the business together. And so I'm just proud of everything she does. And like, I mean, I doubt there's any, you know, anything too bad in between that, but you know what? It makes for a good match. So.
Okay. All right. But all right. So we're both rooting for Becky yeah. Lynch when this all goes down, right? You and me,
absolutely.
We're on the
oh,
same
Becky,
page.
100%.
Very good.
Yeah.
Paige, listen, congratulations on the movie. It's really great.
Thank you.
And hoping to see you back on television soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, Paige, there you go. That's Paige right there. Again, the movie is Fighting With My Family. I could personally endorse it. I love how she says tomato.
I love how she did too.
I mean, that was my favorite part. Rotten Tomatoes.
You didn't ask about me, though, Loaf.
No, I did not ask about you, Jay.
That
did not.
She knew about Becky Lynch. She may know about old
Jay. She doesn't know who Jay Ajayi
nope.
is.
I don't think she knows you.
Back-to-back 200-yard games, Super Bowl champ.
No one cares. Especially where she's from. No, it's not called football where she's from. American football.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.